Hello, I'm Tom Watts with the BBC News. More than 500,000 people worldwide have now lost their lives as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. By far the worst affected country is the United States, with more than 125,000 deaths. Nicholas Rocha has more details.
The figures are grim. Besides the record number of deaths, the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 earlier reached a new milestone of 10 million. But there are significant regional differences. While most European countries believe they have the situation under control, in the Americas the virus is spreading like wildfire. In Brazil, the worst affected country after the US, more than 57,000 people have died. And while the number of deaths in Russia and India is relatively low, the number of confirmed cases is dangerously high, raising the prospect of more deaths in the future.
President Trump has deleted a video he shared on Twitter which sparked widespread outrage and which some members of his own Republican Party had called offensive and indefensible. In the footage, one of the president's supporters was seen shouting "white power" at protesters. The party's only African-American senator, Tim Scott, had been among those calling for the video to be taken down. A White House spokesman said the president had not heard what he called the one statement in the video. The Mississippi State Senate has passed a resolution to replace the state flag with one without the Confederate emblem. The bill has already been passed by the House. The emblem is viewed by many as a racist symbol, and its presence has been re-examined amid continuing protests against racial injustice. A 9-member commission is expected to design a new flag that does not use the Confederate emblem. Mississippi's Republican governor, Tate Reeves, is expected to sign the bill this week. Mississippi is the last state in the country whose flag features the Confederate emblem. France's Green Party has made a strong showing in the second round of local elections, taking several major cities such as Lyon, Strasbourg and Bordeaux. Their gains appear to have come at the expense of the Socialists, although Anne Hidalgo held on to her post as mayor of Paris, as our correspondent Hugh Schofield reports.
The Socialists held on to Paris, where the mayor, Anne Hidalgo, was in alliance with the Greens and had campaigned strongly on environmental issues. The far right took Perpignan for Marine Le Pen's former partner, Louis Alliot. President Macron's La République en Marche, which was only formed 4 years ago, made little headway, confirming the difficulties it faces in establishing a grassroots base. The one piece of good news for the government was the clear victory of Prime Minister Edouard Philippe, who was running to be mayor of Le Havre. However, it's far from clear whether he'll take up the post or stay on as Prime Minister.
Turnout in the vote, which was delayed by the coronavirus pandemic, was very low. You're listening to the world news from the BBC.